بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. These nights of the nights of the month of Ramadan are Mubarak nights. These are nights where we are searching for the love of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And the first step is Tawbah. We have to make Tawbah, we have to clean, and we have to repair our relationship with Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala to get connected to Allah. When it comes to myself and ourselves also, there's a glass of water. The glass is stained or messed from the outside. You won't drink from this glass. So the child go and wash the glass, is dirty. Although inside is clean, but you won't tolerate even the outside being dirty. So we can imagine the heart is tainted from the inside. But there's no place for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And more than anything else, the love for dunya, the love for fame, pride, to be known, that I have to be admired, have to get some praises. Whereas kibriya, pride, this is the Allah Ta'ala says, it is my covering, it is my shawl. Anyone that wants to challenge me and take away my shawl of pride, then I will fling him into the fire of Jahannam. Pride belongs to me. Kibriya, azama, reverence, magnificence, splendor belongs only to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So when it's open sin that we are involved in, as we mentioned last night, whatever sins it may be, open sins that even the kuffar regard to be even a sin not permissible. Sometimes we are involved in these things over here. Logically speaking, theft, stealing, cheating, bring people down, even the kuffar understand this to be impermissible. So whether I have this in my life, no trustworthiness. Then when it comes to sins within our deen also, shaitan is a master, he's the biggest deceiver. No one is free and no one can be safe from shaitan. That is why we are taught, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. Ya Allah, only you can take care of him. We can't sort shaitan out. And nafs that is with us all the time, how we know the difference between this is nafs that is troubling me or shaitan? Shaitan just puts a fleeting thought in the mind of some sin that do certain thing. Shaitan will just put the, what they say, the syrup on the wall. And from there the whole fight begins. The famous incident mentioned, Allah wala, pious person saw shaitan, and he blamed him for all the fitna taking place, all the mischief is because of you. So I didn't do anything. I only put the syrup on the wall. What do you mean? So he showed him. Took some sweet syrup or some honey, and he put it on the wall. Then the fly came and sat there. Then the lizard saw the fly, the lizard came for the fly. Then a man entered the shop, he had his cat with him. The cat saw the lizard, so the cat ran, jumped for the lizard. Another man walked in with his dog. The dog saw the cat, and the dog and the cat began to fight. Animals are fighting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us the best of the creation. Here insan, human beings, here animal fighting, they began to fight also. My dog, your cat. Somebody took out a firearm and shot the other one. Shaitan just stood back, folded his arms, and he said, what I did? How will you put the syrup on the wall? They began to fight. The animals were fighting, they became like animals also. Because arrogance, haughtiness, pride, I want to show who I am. You see, look at the insan, what he's doing. I didn't do anything. I only put it there. So shaitan just puts a fleeting thought in the mind for some sin. It's the nafs now that takes onto it. That grabs onto it. Then ammaratum bisu, then the nafs begins to pound the heart. They do it like this, do it like that. The mind doesn't work, the brain doesn't work. The only thing that can save a person, the disobedience of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, is Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Nobody else can save you. Not even the wife also, not even the one's parents also. No one can save a person from sin and guna. Person is fearful of his wife or his parents. But then too he'll sin. Oh, Hazrat Wala, the Imam Abdul Hamid Sahib says, the only thing that will prevent a person from breaking the command of Allah is true and deep love for Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. As you mentioned yesterday, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَتَّخِذُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ أَنْدَادًا يُحِبُّونَهُمْ كَحُبِّ اللَّهِ. Allah Ta'ala speaks about people, there are those people that take others as their idols. أَنْدَادًا, Allah uses the plural sigha. We have many hobbies. Person loves his hobbies, that love turns into ishq, turns into deep-rooted love. I love this certain thing. Recently, Mufti Naim Salaji Sahib Dhamma Rakatu mentioned also to Marana, he said there were two brothers who used to come for the majlis. And suddenly they stopped coming. So then Moana Mufti Sahib contacted that one brother, or he met him and he asked him, what happened? I don't see you. He said, Mufti Sahib, haven't you heard? He said, what happened? He says that we love sports, my brother and I. And slowly the sports took us away from the majlis. Then my brother fell ill, very sickly, went into a coma, rushed him to a hospital. And in that coma of his, what was in the heart came out. That coma of his, suddenly he woke up and he picked up his hand and he says that so and so soccer player is my idol. And he died like that. That's my idol. And he died like that. What was in the heart came out. So Hazrat says, Quran says there are those people that take other things besides Allah as their idols of worship and dadan. I love this. Hazrat says from one car, he says how he falls in love with the car. That the mags must be like this, and the steering wheel must be like that, and the spoilers. That becomes his andad, becomes his niddun andadun, becomes his idol. He loves his car. Anybody sits in the car, so don't bang my door. No eating in the car. Hazrat says, Allah will not ask you on the day of Qiyamah, was your car clean? Allah will ask you whether your heart was clean. Allah will not ask the ladies whether the bathroom was clean. So much of emphasis. OCD. Allah will not say, ask whether the bathroom was clean. Allah will ask whether the heart was clean. But there are those that take all these hobbies of theirs as their idols and they put their children upon the same thing also. Father has a hobby, he loves it. So much of money he spent on it. This sports and that sports. Sports, this term sports also, trying to understand in Sharia, where does it fit? Sports and entertainment. Quran speaks, وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ دُنْيَا إِلَّا لَعِبُ وَلَهُ. Allah Ta'ala says, dunya is only entertainment and playing. And we took it like that. Allah says, that's what it is. Be careful. Be careful, don't fall into it. And we can head long into it. Warning your son, be careful, don't jump in the pool, don't go nearby. But he still put his foot over there. He said, just feeding the water. He wants to jump inside. Every time you've got to check, door is locked, gate is locked, you mustn't jump into the water. So insan, being adult also, he's doing the same thing. Allah says, I'm telling you, dunya, I made it the play, it's futile, entertainment. Don't get involved. Don't get involved in it. But insan still wants to try, and then when he falls into it, then he's drowned. Then he'll take him away from Salah or Jama'at. They already booked the courts, it's already Isha time, but now we booked it, we've got to pay for it. So we'll make our Jama'at there. You make our Jama'at there also. So to say, to make the courts now kosher, halal, Sharia compliant. For insan to leave, Imam Shafi rahimahullah is of the opinion that to get involved in futilities, in futile actions because of which you miss Salah or Jama'at, he says impermissible, haram. To miss Salah or Jama'at is something which is just permissible. He says he regards this to be impermissible, haram. How can you miss Salah or Jama'at in the masjid? If only you know you've been created for this. You have been created for this. Allah Ta'ala made your back so you may bend your back in ruku. Allah Ta'ala gave you the knees to bend so that you may bow down and go into sujood and prostrate before Allah. So Allah Ta'ala has a timing for when you must do this. So in the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala will say now, prostrate. As you did in this dunya, the back will become stiff. I can't. Although he can be super fit, can't bend my back. Because how I wanted you to bend it, when I called you to bend it, and put your head down to me, you did it your way. Because your hobbies became your andadan. And a little bit of love for it, just enjoyed it a bit, it became ishq, it became deep-rooted love. So Allah Ta'ala says, that yuhibbunahum, that they begin to love these idols of this, kahubbillah, like how a person should love Allah. How we should love Allah, they begin to love everything besides that. He made this now his idol. How many of our masturat and ladies now? The fashion has become the idol. Is this shopping, so many apps now. So what's the latest? Before now we had to go overseas to get it. Now we can have them delivered to the door. And there's so many now clothing and abaya still in the wardrobe, still tags on it. Haven't even worn it as yet. But you're still buying new ones. Husband will make a noise, now I'll give it a sadqah. Bichara, his jan is coming out. It cost me so much when you give it in sadqah. Give your money in sadqah, not mine. Give your money in sadqah.
Like this now you make it, it's a neck thing you're doing, pious thing. You bought new ones, so I'll give that in sadqah and charity. But it's my money that is going. So Allah Ta'ala says, they love it so much, كَحُبِّ like how they should be loving Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But they've given their hearts away. They've given their hearts away. What will speak in the qabr will be the heart. So one is the open sins, and one is the sins now within our own hearts, the illnesses, the bimaris, that are going to the hearts that we don't regard to be sins also. By Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these are major sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aghna, aghna sharik. Aghna sharik. That if you have to take anything into your heart as your idol, Allah says, I am the most independent of partners. When it comes to a partnership, you're in a partnership with somebody, and the partnership breaks, I fight for my share. I won't let it go. I want my share. Allah says that I supposed to be the only one in your heart. But you give place to anything besides me and time for me, you give to anybody else, I am the most independent of partners, I just leave. I don't fight for my right. Allah says, I don't fight for it. I don't fight for my share of your ibadat. I don't need your ibadat. Allah Ta'ala says, I'm the aghna, I'm most independent. Allahu samad. Allah Ta'ala doesn't fight for his right. But the other partner that you gave place to, and so many, Quran says, not one, andadan. They are partners. They are idols in the heart. Whether it's my fashion, whether it's my dressing, whether it's my sports, whether it's my car, whether it's my cell phone. I've got places for all this in the heart. All these things in the heart. And Hazrat says, now you became so pious, and now you put even your beard in the heart also. I don't know, show my piety. So I'm there, but my beard, I put it in the heart. But the ladies also, we don't know, show me pious. So our hijab, niqab, pants, we put it in the heart also. Hazrat says, the heart already has so much of heart diseases. There's no place for anything else. But all the good things you want to put in the heart, all the bad things you want to show it, display it. Allah Ta'ala says, I want to see that. I want to see the beautiful. And what I'll give you in return, what you do for me, and you adopt the sunnah, in return Allah Ta'ala says, you show me a bit of love. You should Allah, a bit of love. In the sunnah we have Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي. Allah Ta'ala says, you show a little bit of love. You just let the beard grow after Ramadan. You didn't take it out. You just let it grow. You just lifted your kurta a little bit above the ankles. You lifted your pants above the ankles. Just a bit. Just in the love of Allah Ta'ala. That was your idol. Fashion was your idol. My pants has to be like this. And my beard has to be designer like this. And my tool and hair has to be like this. Allah says, a little bit, you just change it for me. In the love of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala declares, يُحِبُّ فَتَّبِعُونِ يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. Allah says, just a little bit, you show me, and I will love you. Imagine Allah saying, I will love you. You're supposed to love Allah. Allah says, just follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah says, I declare my love for you. Not only that, يَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. And I forgive all your sins. Everything forgiven. There's no records left. Just a little bit, you changed. Not much. That is tawbah. Tawbah is that I'm not doing it again, Ya Allah, and I want to change it. I'm going to change this a bit, a little. On that Allah is prepared to give a lot. Allah is ash-shakur, alladhi yu'til ajra al-jazeel ala al-amali al-qaleel. Allah Ta'ala gives plenty of reward and little action. Little bit of action you've done. Like this little qadr. Just one night you secured 83 years and 4 months reward. Allah says, I'm prepared to give it to you. For Allah, there's nothing. It's easy. So many of us have these andadan. Have these little idols in our life, whatever it may be. But now, what we are doing, we are making everything Sharia compliant. Horse riding, sunnat morana. Horse riding, take the family horse riding, learn to ride horses. For the masturat and the ladies, it's impermissible for them to ride horses. As the muftis sitting in Darul Uloom that are teaching the kitabs, it's impermissible for them to ride horses. What they say to sit on the horse now, with their legs over the horse, not permissible. The Sahabiyat radiallahu ta'ala anha, if they had to be on any conveyance, it would be both their legs on one side or in a carriage. You will not find them running a horse at full speed. As Abu Masturat now, they want the thrill. You want to go horse riding. There's no horse riding. For the Masturat. Bow and arrow archery, that is there also on his place. Now the men are going to another extreme. When it comes to guns and shooting, etc., it hasn't become deen, it's become a sport. It's becoming really serious about this. And then the swimming also. Every morning we have to go for a swim. Very clearly ulama explained that these three things, when it comes to swimming, when it comes to archery, and it comes to horse riding, Sahaba Ikram were doing this not as a sport. He was training for jihad. We have made it a sport now. We made it a sport, and this is our halal entertainment. So everything has become an idol. This has become an idol also. So we try to make everything Sharia compliant. In that we Muslim Salah wa Jamaat, when it comes to the Mastwarat also, from the little bit finger we give, you know what happens. From the horse, now they made it Sharia compliant, now they're going to quad bikes. Now the fear is no more there, no more intimidation. We can handle it. And so many we heard in recent past also, that they're doing it now with certain amount of Sharia compliancy, wearing a scarf, a burqa, a dopatta, and how many of them, the same dopatta got stuck in the wheel of that quad bike and throttled them to death. Incidents happen. Is that for them, these things? Their jihad is to stay at home. Hadith Sharif is clear. Their jihad is staying at home, or the jihad is Umrah and Hajj. To go from Umrah and Hajj and make a real Umrah, a real Hajj, that is the Mujahada. Our zamana, their jihad now, to make Umrah and Hajj, that in the Mataf on the first floor. They say, 1 hour we got to walk. That's your jihad. That's your jihad, alhamdulillah. And for them, there's no ihram, the kiwa, whatever they want. Comfortable shoes or sandals, whatever it is, or socks they can wear. This is the jihad. The jihad is to go into the men's, into the Mataf now and fight with the men. Why the men are here? It's the men's field. Go to the first floor, second floor, prepare your mind psychologically that I'm going, Hajj is jihad, Umrah is jihad. It's just the most difficult thing for a woman. So she's got to prepare for it. But now the preparation also and Dadan. Now for the preparation, we go for Hajj walk. Sunday morning. All over the streets. So from where to where, from something now, we're supposed to become ibadat, has become now a sport, and somehow we're trying to make Sharia compliant. And we're not making tawbah. Then they say we're making so much of dua at Baytullah, so much dua at Baytullah. We just came home, everything's upside down again. But then, what was the whole bunyad foundation of the Umrah and Hajj? The sharam, the haya, the taqwa. And the month of Ramadan is la'allakum tattaqoon. So that you get this taqwa. Do things as my Allah wants it. It's so simple. But the whole deen now has become like an entertainment for us now. Everything has become entertainment. So this Hadrat is saying that they have taken things besides Allah as their idols. We finished off one thing, something else will start. As we say, we'll see this every night also. As a pedal tennis has become like a cult. Has become a cult right now. You are not playing it as if now you're going to fall behind. Whether it's Ramadan we're playing, whether other Ramadan we're playing. And we know how much of Sharia compliancy. Couples are playing, husband and wife playing, other husband and wife. And Hazrat says, if butter goes near fire, doesn't melt, it's not butter. The man will melt. You see the opposite man's wife, he is going to melt. He's going to see your wife, he is going to melt. This Quran is explicit, is absolutely clear. When it came to all the Qumas in Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala addressed the males predominantly. And in that included the females. But the words used were directly addressed to the males. When it came to controlling the eyes, Allah Ta'ala separated it completely. Addressed the males explicitly and the females explicitly. قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِ. Tell the believing men, lower their gazes. And tell the women also to lower their gazes. Subhanallah. How will I explain this? When to lower the gaze? Here they're very clear. They say you lower the gaze when you are uncertain whether there's men or there's females there. Then you be careful. If you know there's only females there, then you don't lift up the gaze. If you know there's only females there, then it's very clear there you don't even lift up your gaze to look. Because you know there's only ladies there. Not that now the first glance is forgiven. And one person said, Mawana, the first glance is forgiven. I said, gee, so 5 minutes is alright if I look. I said, no, boy. He said, still the first one. The glance which is overlooked is when you uncertain men or ladies are there. Now you're looking for a man or you're looking for your mustorat, your ladies. So it's a mixed crowd. There the first glance is overlooked. For the ladies also, the first glance now, they're uncertain who's there, but there's only men there. And they're still looking, the first glance is not overlooked. You'll be caught for it. You'll be taken to task. So Sharia is so specific, and right now, ulama say, that if Allah had to send a Nabi, to dunya now, it would be to reform the eyes of the ummah. To be for this illness. Shaib alayhi salatu salam was sent to reform the business dealings of the people. They were weighing and measuring, they were cheating. When he came to Adam and Thamud, they had pride over their strength. Man ashaddu minna quwwa, who's stronger than us? Go and sort them out, O Nabi of Allah. Thamud, Salih alayhi salam, Qawmi Ad, Huda alayhi salatu salam, go and tell them, Allah is stronger than them. But they're proud and haughty. Nuh alayhi salatu salam, they're proud over their long age. Go and remind them, they have to return to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. When the Nabi was sent, looking at what were the illness of the people, accordingly he went to reform them. Ulama say, if there had to be a Nabi right now, they had to be sent because of the sins of the Ummah, it would be because of the eyes. That's the root cause right now. And we cannot deny it. That's why more than ever before, we should be so careful. Ourselves, our daughters, our sons, we're taken to the venues, avenues, where you can't control the eyes. Then we say, don't look. Why are we saying, why are you looking at her? We shouldn't be here. We shouldn't be in this takeaway. She's coming all over the man. What do you like to order? I'm putting him out of order. So he says, now why are you looking at her? I've got a place to order. What am I supposed to do? Can't place it online. So we must rather taking us through the avenues. Then we're having the problem. What? We should know what's happening in our life. There's no change. There's no sukoon. Because the abuse of the eye. This we have to get it right in the month of Ramadan, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So all these sports, as it speaks about, that all these have become our idols. Become the idols, the hobby of looking everywhere, has become a sport also. We don't know how to control the eye anymore. There's no control, we're just looking around. That is destroying everything. It's blocking the salah, blocking the Quran tilawat, blocking the dhikr of Allah. Now in the month of Ramadan, The greatest ibadat after salah in the month of Ramadan is Quran tilawat. Nothing can match it. No dhikr, no wazifa, nothing whatsoever. Yes, wazifa, certain times you've got to do it. Or tasbihat, certain times you've got to do it. That you are doing after fajr, or dhikr, then after asr, or after late night. Besides that, it's only Quran tilawat. Our kabir is said only with Quran. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in the month of Ramadan, the last Ramadan, how many khatams you made? Two. Two khatams made with Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. Only Quran tilawat. First will be an entire day with Quran in his hand. Quran begging Allah. Allah put my heart to this Quran Sharif. How much of our Kaaba is Quran. Hadith Sharif is clear. That person who has no time to make dua to Allah, to ask of his needs because of him being busy with Quran, Allah will give him more than he can ask. Because no time. And we saw our beloved Shaykh Abdul Hamid Saab. Every moment is Quran tilawat. Finishes iftari also before the iqama can start. 1 minute left, Quran again. Bayan is over, 2 minutes left. We making dua, mana sitting in Quran and talking to Allah. Ya Allah, I want you. We can ask for everything. My daughter got this problem, my son got that. I got my Quran. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying clearly, the person who is so involved in Quran, she has no time to ask Allah. Allah will give him more than what he would have asked of Allah. So now in the month of Ramadan is only Quran. Now Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, his mazhab is that the right, the haqq of the Quran upon every person is this, that at least two Quran khatams in the year. At least minimum, this is the haqq and the right of the Quran. For the Quran will complain on the day of Qiyamah. What will be the complaint? إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا. It will complain. They say, oh, Allah, people, they abandoned me. Allah, they threw me out. This ummah threw me out, the Qur'an Sharif. It will complain on the day of Qiyamah. Allah Hadith Sharif says, Qur'an will intercede for you in the Qabr. Intercede for you in the day of Qiyamah. The Qur'an, Yatabarak, Al-Islam, and Sajdah, all these surahs become nur for you. Your lighting is done in the Qabr. Load Sharif is so parishan. Imagine we go there now. and the load shedding. There's no lights. We didn't read your Tabarak, we didn't read your Quran Sharif, it's all nude for you. How come you didn't read it? Now there's no emergency light over there, no rechargeable lights over there. Now we have to do it. 2 Quran khatams for the year, minimum, for every mu'min, no matter how weak he may be. That's how we mentioned the groups also, when we sent out on the groups. That if you can't read Quran Sharif or Quran Tilawat, is weak. Ulama say the simplest thing we can do, take our Nurani Qaida, Yassarna al-Qur'an, with the takhri is there, then there are words from the Qur'an that we carry on repeating until we get used to the words. He says, read that simple kitab which our children are learning in Maktab, read that in the month of Ramadan with the intention of Qur'an tilawat, I will get there, Allah will give you the reward of Qur'an khatam. Allah will give you the reward. Because he's trying, he started from scratch again. He lost hope, his one page is taking me too long. So go back to the basics. We have so many hufaz, go to them 5 minutes, 10 minutes. Please just check this page. Am I reading correctly? Am I read letters coming out correctly? Just get this right for Ramadan and continue after Ramadan also. Take out the time from pedal tennis and go to Al-Muri Sahab. Go to Ankari Sahab. Please check my Quran for me. Yassarna al-Quran. Within 2 months, a person will start reading Quran Sharif. Within 2 months. Or even less than that. We were in Jamaat in South America. We had Al-Hafiz Sahab Morana with us. Very bad stutter when he should read Quran. So when he was reading Quran, but he never gave up. His Quran absolutely pakka, his Quran was. So now and then in the Taraweeh, and he will get stuck. Guest leader, Maulana put him on. So in those countries now, there are many people from Arab countries, Palestine, etc., South America, this was in Chile. So they have the ladies section. So there was a lady from Palestine, they were moved to South America, but no Islamic education. She knew Spanish, forgot Arabic. So she began to start her Quran tilawat again from scratch. What do you say? Nurani qaida alif ba ta tha. So after Darabi, she contacted the local Maulana, who she knew. She was going to his wife for sabaks, whatever it was. So she says, why you put that certain person on? He was battling to read. So Maulana says, no, he wasn't battling. He's a solid hafiz. He's just got a stutter on his tongue. She says, I can't believe it. You mean that he's got a problem with his speech? He said, yes. And then too, he didn't give up to become a hafiz. He said, no. So he said, what excuse do I have then? I don't have that problem. Maulana says, whatever she had to do over 2 months, in 1 week she did it. She got inspired. In 1 week I can do it. If he can do it now like this, with his stutter and the problem he has, why can't I do it? So we have no excuse, my dear brothers. 2 Quran khatams for the year, minimum. We have 11 months. Islamic months to do our Quran khatam, 30 paras, month of Ramadan, another one khatam. This should be the only wazifa we have. There's nothing else. We read our Quran the entire day, wake up Quran, we receive Quran Sharif, when between namazes Quran Sharif, tasbihad, that we can read out of Ramadan when you're walking, we're going to lie down, etc., we can put tasbih in the hand. But when we're sitting up, we have this tent, we open Quran Sharif, we talk to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. If we have this true love and muhabbat, and you see our Hazrat also, when he's going on safar, wherever he is, he has Quran in his pocket. Quran in his pocket. Sit in the car, the Quran is out. Any moment, he said, I'll talk to you later, I'll read my Quran. Let me read quarter para, then I'll talk to you. So read the Quran first, I'm talking to Allah. The entire day is only Quran tilawat. And then door, Quran tilawat and door. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq also to do the same. But what's blocking this Quran tilawat? That's the core issue. What's blocking my Quran tilawat? Hafiz al-Quran also knows my Quran is weak, he can't get back to the Hibs class. For shop I'm there, 8 o'clock I've got to be there, the staff are not there, there's problem. But if the Hibs Usa Salim, I didn't see you Fajr Namaz, you didn't come Hibs class, no, tomorrow, I'll see you next week. Tell your staff they'll come next week. Open shop next week also. But Hibs class, now I come, start again next week. This week was a tough week, we're doing, what they say, doing SARS filing, end of the month. I forgot to do it, now just wrapping everything up. But you don't know whether you're going to see next week. Whether you're going to be in the qabr, whether you're going to be here. It's urgent right now. My Quran is urgent. I've got to get back to madrasa. Maktab is not only for children. Maktab is for adults also. His class is for adults also. The thing is, I don't take it to be important and serious. My Quran is not important, it's not serious. What do you say? It will happen, it won't happen. It won't happen. Why do you say dunya it will happen? The shop will open. Things will carry on, nothing will happen. I have to wake up and get it done. But my Quran, inshallah, inshallah. Inshallah, it will happen. I get to my Quran as I reading. Shall we see after Ramadan how it goes? There's no inshallah. I have to do it. Yes, we say inshallah, but you've got to start immediately. Is it going to happen like that? Have you already, you know, from last Ramadan to this Ramadan, how much we progressed? We can make our own hisab kitab and see how much I progressed. Now I'm already planning after Ramadan, right? I'm going to check after Ramadan. And we'll see next Ramadan now where I'm sitting. Did I start anything? Dunya won't leave us. Dunya will not leave. Dunya will not leave a person. As Hakim Sahib will say, that you call dunya in Urdu Arabic dolat. Dolat means wealth. So you just tweak the word a bit. Dolat. Two kicks. He said, this is what dunya does to you. Wana says, we work for dunya till the bone of our fingers. Till the bone. We are carrying goods. We are floating, dispatching, taking orders. This way. That, how much you doing for this dolat? Dolat, dolat, dolat. Working till the last of my day. And how many brothers are saying, if only there were 25 hours in the day. If only there were 8 days in a week. There's no time. Running a company global. That time they're going to sleep already. Here they're waking up. We're in between. We can't get the work done. There's not enough time in the day. This is dolat. What he said, dolat. He says, this will work so hard for it. And when the ruh will leave the body, person passes away and is going to the qabr, then all the wealth, as it says, now what will do, the same dualat will give you dualat, give you two kicks. You got two buttons, buttocks, you give two kicks. As the Hakim Sahib will say, he'll tell you, tu ja, you go. I'm not coming with you. I'm staying behind. And all your aides, I'm going to make them fight for me now. You go. That's a reality, we know it. And now my Quran will come with you. The Quran will come to your left hand side or your right hand side. Salah, right hand side. Quran, tell with your left hand side. Quran will say, you read me, now I will intercede for you. I will intercede for you. Hazrat say, what do you mean that I will intercede for you? How I say in this worldly life, don't talk to me, talk to my lawyer. The Qabr also, the Sahib al-Quran, the person who read Quran will say, talk to the Quran Sharif. Allah promised the Quran to intercede on my behalf. And the Quran will say, Allah, if you don't accept my intercession on his behalf, certain surah, Baqarah, etc., Allah Ta'ala will give you the right to intercede for the person that read it, made his Quran khatam. Then the Qabr, the same surah, the surah Baqarah, etc., will say to Allah, Ya Allah, if you don't allow me to intercede on his behalf, then remove me from the Quran Sharif. Remove me. He read me. He took out the time to read me. This is the power of Quran Sharif. Therefore, we have the month of Ramadan. After the month of Ramadan, is that difficult to keep up the momentum? Is that difficult? My gymming, I still keep it up. Pedal tennis, I still keep it up. The momentum is still running. But just my Quran becomes heavy. My salah becomes difficult. What's the reason? Is my sins. Which sin, as I mentioned, there are so many. All these hobbies and sports have become my idols. أَنْدَادًا يُحِبُّونَهُمْ كَحُبِّ اللَّهِ. How they should be loving Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. They love their sports, their idols, their hobbies, their pastimes. Like how they should be loving Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. They love these things. When it comes to ourselves, you know what our likings and hobbies are. And how we love it, how dear we hold it to us. How dear, as it says, the child we instill with him. We're still with him, the love for the cricket and for the tennis and for the football. So much love for the cricket also. Buy him a cricket bat, he sleep with it also. New bat, he put it inside the duvet with him. When they say, is it dirty? No. Keep it here, he'll cry. Keep the ball here next to me. And he'll play with the marbles next to him, he'll play with the ball next to him. He has love for it. Because the father is still in his heart. Tomorrow you're going coaching, and buy you the pads, buy you this and buy you that. We buying them with our halal money, the ticket to Jahannam. Quran is saying, وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. Don't be inclined with the heart to those that have oppressed themselves. Those that cause oppression, the wrongdoers. Don't be inclined with the heart also. To the way of life, the style, the trend, is not Islamic. It's not a part of our deen. It's a part of deen Islam. Yes, we can say, we say Maulana, but a little bit permissible. Yes, you can say permissible if you got complete deen in your life. So complete deen, alhamdulillah. You got everything checked. All the boxes, see, boxes are ticked. All the boxes are ticked. That little bit, okay, no problem. But there's nothing ticked. Now you say, Mawlana, you're taking all the fun away. The bitter pull you're giving. But I tick all the boxes. I got all my salah. I got no qaza namazes. I'm ready for my qabr. Alhamdulillah, I'm preparing already. I'm already preparing for my qabr. A little bit, I'm going to take the children here. A little bit, you want to play? By all means, no problem. Halal, jaiz, no problem. But all the boxes are ticked. Yeah, no boxes are ticked. It's all blank, but I'm putting this in. My son must afternoon madrasa because I'm taking him for, what do you call it? Not extracurricular now. Some other word use. Huh? Extra mural or something like that. He's got some extra mural. Mama said, worse than that, mother sent a message to the apa, daughter can't come today for madrasa in the afternoon. She's giving her ballet lessons. Inna lillahi. Ballet lessons. Where she's going to dance? What she's going to do? Muslim, going for ballet lessons. Amazing. And Dadan. Become the idols. And once I get into a hobby, I know where it leads to. It leads to idol worship. This person who's a master in this field, he's my man. He's my man. Whether it's football, whether it's cricket, whether it's car racing, whatever it is, he's the man. Whether it's tennis, whether it's cycling, whether it's fishing, whatever it is, I'm into all the channels. He's become my idol. He's a man. As the same person, but you know the Khulafa'i Rashidin, Ashara Mubashara, the 10 of them, you know them. You know who the Sahaba Ikram were. These are your guiding stars. These are your guiding stars. Abu Sa'd will say, these are pop stars that we're following, because they will pop like popcorn in Jahannam. They will pop like that also. Allah says, you love them so much. You love them so much. So Quran speaks about this. That love that is supposed to give to Allah, the deen of Allah, the Quran of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, for salah, I've given it to all these idols around me, and I've now set them up, my family, my children, even the kids, to how they love that car, how they love the certain thing, because I've instilled this in them. I've instilled this in them. And unfortunately, now what has happened, even the children now, we've made them expert actors also. When you dindar, pious people, you must know how to act. When you those type of people with the coach and so, there too you must know that lingo, how to act over there. So they now they're masters. They know how to play the game. They know how to play the game. With the Mulli Sahib, they know how to play the game. With the Mufti Sahib, they know how to play the game. When they're outside in that field, they know how to play the game. So they've learnt all these things over here already. Now whether we can call this hypocrisy, really, what are you? Do you love deen? Really love deen? What is it that you really love? What is your idol? Who do you really love? That's why the Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he heard that hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Al-mar'u ma'amal ahabba, that a person will be on the day of Qiyamah in Jannah with those whom he loves. He says, Sahaba Ikram heard this hadith, that a person will be with whom he loves. See, this was the happiest day of our lives. Because we knew Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when he will pass on, he will be in the highest stages of Jannah. Sahaba Ikram asked Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Nabi of Allah, we are sitting with you now. We can sit with you. And we can see your Mubarak face. We can see your smile, your countenance. But when now you'll make parada from this world and you'll pass away, Allah will take you to the highest stages. We won't see you then. We won't have access to you. Yeah, it's so easy for us. Nabi of Allah kept quiet. There's no answer. Then he told him this hadith, that a person will be with the one that he loves. O Nabi of Allah, Anas Mali said, O Nabi of Allah, I love you. And I love Abu Bakr, and I love Umar also. Declared his muhabbat and love. The Nabi of Allah will be witness to this, I heard you saying this, that you love me. So Qiyamah's day in Jannah also, you'll be with me. So who you love, you'll be with that on the day of Qiyamah, those people. Who you emulate, you'll be with them on the day of Qiyamah also. You'll be with them wherever the destiny is, you'll be with them. So if you love Allah and Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, there's only one way, only one direction. Take all the boxes, I've got everything checked, alhamdulillah. Now, Murana, a little bit. Can this take my children out a little bit? A little bit of free time? Gee, no problem. Within a controlled environment, taqwa is there, control of the eyes are there, alhamdulillah. But there's nothing ticked right now. And then we say that the ulama are so strict. They say this is haram, that is haram, and that is not permissible, less permissible, we can't do this, we can't. Let's do everything we're supposed to do first. Let's get all that done first, then we can discuss thereafter. So coming back to this ayat now, we have all these idols that we have set up in our lives. And among the worst of it, they say the root of all of this is the love for dunya. The love of dunya and the love of Allah doesn't mix. Oil and water doesn't mix. If one is there, the other one will not be there. Person who loves Allah, dunya is secondary. Whether it comes or doesn't come, I love my Allah. I love my salah. I'm prepared to close dukan and shop also. One person told me it was New Year's or something, or Christmas, and Mr. President came to his shop, sports shop, to buy something. Zuhar time, with the whole entourage. Big garak came today. And I can see now, subhanallah, Mr. President came, it was that time. Right, the previous one, or the one before that. So he came to the town with the whole entourage, and he stopped at the shop over here. It was Zuhar time. About to enter, and they see the whole entourage coming in. Iman is Iman. Test of Iman. So they told him, sorry, if you don't mind, we're just going to Tandaza to pray. We'll be here just now. You all carry on, we'll wait for you all. He said, we went to perform our salah, everything. We came back and the whole group is waiting for us. We're not the slaves of dunya, slaves of Allah. Allah made these people his slaves and they waited. So we did roaring business for the day. Allah came first. So that wasn't our idol. The love of dunya wasn't the idol, the love of Allah. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا Allah Ta'ala says day after this ayat, second para. And those who have real iman, true iman in their heart, pure iman, tu'id, no taint, nothing whatsoever. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا And those people who believe in Allah, have iman in Allah, Allah says, these people who have these idols, يُحِبُّونَ Allah is يُحِبُّونَ They love it, muhabbat. They love these idols of this. But those who have real iman in Allah, أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ They have intense love for Allah. They just love their idols. But those who love Allah, they have intense love. Their love is intense. They're prepared to give up all these idols. We don't need them. We have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, if you become mine, everything is mine. And this mashayikh say, that when you will give up all these hobbies and all this play and all these pastimes and all the love of dunya, Hazrat says to give up all these plastered dollies walking around. Plastered dollies, they can't even put in the clothing. Hazrat says they can't put in the clothing also. You give them up for Allah. You give them up for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. You give up your basarat, you give up your eyesight. Allah gives you basirat, the eyes of the heart. He said, when you will give it for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, in the love of Allah, in the muhabbat of Allah, in the ibadah of Allah, Allah will give you more enjoyment than all the entertainment of the world. I just don't need it. It just vanishes from my eyes. There's no glitter, there's no amusement, there's no fun in it. Salah is, Marana, what I'm getting in namaz, what I'm getting in Quran, tilawat, doesn't attract me anymore. One buzuk was walking past, children were playing. And he sees a young boy sitting in one corner, not playing, sitting seriously, making the dhikr of Allah. Say, young boy, why aren't you playing? Why aren't you playing? Young boy, all his friends are playing. Can you imagine the environment in his home? Why aren't you playing? So he tells that buzruk, have you been sent to play? Say, oh young boy, why are you speaking like this? This is your zamana and time for you to play and jump. He said, how can I play? He said, why not? He said, when I see my mother back home, when she starts the fire, to start the fire, she puts the little twigs inside first. From there I understand, Ya Allah, must it be that you put the little ones first in Jahannam to start it off. He said, I got no time to play. Because she puts the twigs inside, the small ones inside first. So how, there's no time for me to play. The children can play. I got the dhikr of Allah, the love of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. Young boy Allah Ta'ala gave him, there's no enjoyment in that anymore. This is what we want, my dear brothers. That is why ulama say, the person who will take care of his eyes in a day, 10 times he was tempted to look, 10 times he was tempted to look at haram, and he did not look, Allah will give him the pleasure of 10 women in his one wife. What muhabbat when he goes home? Now his eyes were clear, his heart was clean, he didn't look at haram. Now when he sees his wife, she feels the muhabbat. Now she doesn't feel it. Entered the house, she doesn't know. What happened? Why are you giving me daggers? Your looks could kill. See, what happened? Why are you looking at me like that? All angry, all puffed up. I had a bad day today. Wasn't a bad day. You're looking at all the haram dollies. All the haram things you're looking at. Mawlana says, now if you're going to fill your appetite with white bread, you come home, you don't want brown bread. Oh, there's no more attraction. There's nothing there. Because you fill your appetite. Then say, I got problems at home. I got this problem. I got that problem at home. It's all because of the eyes. That has become a spot. That will become a spot. It's not now doing it live, then the cell phone. Brothers have groups where they're forwarding all the haram things. Haram jokes. This becomes like a joke. Just a joke is serious. Sometimes you have to do aqidah and belief, our iman. But you made it one joke. But when the muhabbat of Allah will come, alladhina amanu, those that have iman, ashaddu hubban. They have intense love for Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. حُبَّاً لِلَّهِ They truly love Allah جَلَّ جَلَالُهُ When they find the enjoyment of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and all this fishing and the shooting and the cycling and the sporting going deep sea etc. Why you don't eat fish Allah ta'ala is at the fish shop. You don't have to make so much effort to catch the fish. But one person told me, Manana, fishing is a halal sport. I said, how is it halal? Enough time for zikr. Enough time for zikr you got. Aram you are. It's minan. Enough time for zikr. But we know the reality. Once we get into all these activities, the lingo changes, the speech changes, the mood changes, the dressing changes, person becomes free like there's no deen attached. Because we haven't tasted this reality of deen. Sahaba ikram, what stopped them? They were doing archery, they made it their life archery. Horse riding, they were big experts in horse riding. Documented how to ride horses, what experts they were. But they did it. وَالْعَادِيَاتِ ضَبْحَ Allah Ta'ala speaks about the horse. Allah Ta'ala speaks about the qualities of a horse. Sahaba radiallahu anhu, when they used to call the horse in the morning, just make the sound, and the horse springs up. Just springs up ready to run for the master. Then the Quran speaks about it. When they're in the middle of the battlefield, at full speed, and the horse is running, and then the master pulls the reins all of a sudden, that horse is prepared to stop and gives his life for the master. Allah Ta'ala draws all this out of our attention that the horse is so loyal to my banda, why can't you be loyal to me? That horse is so loyal, the master just makes a clicking sound in the morning. The horse just springs, the master is calling me. And it runs. And it's so happy. Oh banda, I called you for the other time, you can't wake up. You come half groggy, half tired, or you don't come at all. The horse runs for you. Look at the horse's loyalty. It's going ahead, it's going at full speed right now to the battlefield. You can see the enemy. The swords are there, unsheathed. You can see it, but you're prepared to go. Master says, go, it's going. But you can't. You don't have it in you. The master says, stop, and he pulls the reins. The animal knows I'm going at such speed now, my legs are going to buckle. But my master said to stop. Allah Ta'ala said, I'm telling you, stop from sin and guna and haram. You're saying, can't stop. But the horse will stop. But you can't stop. Take a lesson from the animal. It's so loyal to you. But you can't show me loyalty. The animal has so much love for you because you feed it a little bit. You take care of it. Allah Ta'ala says, I'm feeding you so much, giving you so much. A little bit loyalty for me. Don't abuse your eye. This is the biggest fitna right now that's blocking all the avenues of goodness. All the avenues of goodness. We have a blockage in the drain. We call a plumber. Washing machine not working. We call a plumber. Dishwasher not working. Why say better sort it out. The fridge now under warranty or not. Please check it quickly, call a repairman. All the avenues, you know. If people sort it out quickly. Wife said, I want it done by tomorrow, we're getting visitors. If only the wife can understand, this banda of Allah needs ICU treatment, please go to the khanka. Please go sort your heart out. There's so many blockages right now. Even your smile is blocked too. You can't smile properly, you can't talk properly. Good speech is blocked from your tongue. You only speak when you speak, Ya Allah. What comes up from the mouth, Rizal says, we can't even quote the speech, there's no dictionary for the speech. Only speaks at home. Speak positive, speak something happy. Like one woman complained to my inspector, Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, my husband is only sarcastic. All he speaks, what do you say, undubat. Undubat, speaks upside down. Speaks upside down. He wants a glass of water also. He won't say, please. He says, oh, you must be tired to get me water. You must be tired to get me. Say you want water, we'll get it for you. Why you have to speak upside down? Say it nicely, we'll get it for you. But he just speaks like that. And he thinks it's a joke. It hurts my feelings. It hurts my feelings. Because he speaks to his friends like that. So Mahalaya wrote to him and told him, your wife, is that your friend? She's not your friend from the street. That you can talk all this and like that. You're going to see what hurts her feelings. Because if you hurt her, you're hurting Allah. If you hurt her, you're hurting Allah. Hazrat explained to us recently very clearly. If you speak to her and you hurt her feelings, you're hurting Allah. Allah Ta'ala gave her to you as amanat. And you're abusing the amanat. When you abuse the amanat, then you know what's the repercussions. Abuse the amanat, you know what's the repercussions. Here is it only now her family will be upset. Allah says, I am upset. I gave her to you. You made her halal in my name. And now you're abusing her after taking my name. So just to change these things, all these blockages, we can't speak properly, we can't hear properly also. Wife is calling, I didn't hear. You're calling me. But let the secretary call. Let the rep call. There I heard it from a distance. Wife calls, I can't hear it. Can't hear the wife, can't speak to her properly, can't talk to the children properly also. Wife says now, Papa is coming here, please you better take cover. Better you better get out of the way, because you know when he comes in, he's like a janawar. What is he going to say next? What is he going to do next? Just keep quiet, sit quietly. Children have to be living in fear. Don't know what's going to happen next. Father says, why? Because everything else is beloved to me. The love of halal things have come out from the heart. The taste buds have become spoiled. Person sitting in hospital, he's got now bronchitis, he got pneumonia. Now the family, Friday, Jumma day, and you know Papa, he loves biryani Friday. So cook for him a pot of biryani, you take him to the hospital. Take it to the hospital, Hazrat Hakim Sahib will say that just the smell of the chicken biryani will make the Hindu Muslim also. Always a vegetarian, he says, Subhanallah. What do you cook there? When you put it in his mouth, he says, hey, doesn't taste right this. Please, I don't have this. Nothing wrong with the biryani. Your taste buds are gone off because you're sick. You are sick. Hazrat says, our taste buds have gone off. The wife doesn't feel nice. Children too is like a headache. Friends, yeah, marhaba. Friends may come close. I said, I was in the car with my friends. I was. With the wife, I can't give 5 minutes properly, nicely to make her happy. Friends, they all are close. Children, just get them off. Irritated, tired, they had a long day. Tell them, go sleep. Tell them, go and sleep. No time. Everybody else have got time for. What's blocking that relationship? Sahaba radiallahu anhu, what? Their homes are so much of muhabbat and love. They had real love with their wives also. They had muhabbat with their wives also. Just like how we should be having. They had that muhabbat. But when they came to the call of deen, their wives knew also that we are together for the sake of Allah's muhabbat. When Allah's muhabbat will prevail, Allah wants my husband, then he's gone. The love of Allah I will send him. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا شُدُّ حُبَّ لِلَّهِ. Allah's muhabbat is more than everything else. Just having my husband is not a hobby now. But I'm with him together in deen also. So where is the blockage coming, my dear brothers? Is all these things we're involved in right now. We have to make tawbah. It's only now the apparent gunas and sins. Is more than that also. Allah Ta'ala forgive us. Hazrat mentioned to us now recently, Abdul Hamid Sahib. He said, a person comes into deen, just an example to conclude. A person comes into deen also. Now he comes into deen, little bit now he gave up the hobbies. Now in deen also, he doesn't realize that they are perpetrating major sins in deen. In ibadat also. In ibadat, he performing tahajjud salah. He's doing tahajjud salah and he realizes people all are looking at me. So what he does is extends his sajda. He said, for as long as he's in sajda, he's in guna right now. Because he's doing it for the people. They see how long sajda I'm making. 10 minutes, 15 minutes. He said, 15 minutes you're in sin. Although you're in sajda. Just because the heart turned around a little bit. Salli saw me, that one saw me. So I extend my namaz a little bit. Extend my ruku a little bit. He said, with the ibadat of Allah, you're getting sin also. So how we have to go to the doctors of the heart to say, Ya Allah, where is it? Shaitan caught me in my ibadat also, in my taqwa also, my Quran tilawat, my salah, he caught me. That's what I'm going off. Just we're going to change a little bit to understand and start making a real tawbah for all my gunas and sins. Allah is most forgiving. It's not difficult. You just got to make tawbah, understand where my blockages are right now. Like how a person has blockage of the heart. The wife says, you're not going to shop today. I don't care what happens. I'm taking you to the doctor. I made the appointment. I don't care what happens. We have to go and check your heart. There we do it. What about the spiritual heart? There we have to go and check it up. What's the condition of my heart? That's why my Yunus Daya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Allah fill his qabr with noor. Great wali of Allah. Great wali of Allah. He mentioned something very, very heavy, if you understand it, to our Shaykh Abdul Hamid Sahib. And the way he said to Maulana, so he says, Maulana, a person's heart is dirty. A person's heart is dirty. He doesn't realize he has to clean his heart. His entire life comes up with a dirty heart. Maulana, if he goes in the qabr with a dirty heart, what is he going to do? What is he going to do in the qabr with a dirty heart? He can't come back to clean it. The woman doesn't realize also our hearts are dirty. We think we're still alright. We give some charity. We do a little bit of good work over there, so we're okay. So the heart is dirty. And he has no fear of the qabr. What is going to happen in the grave with a dirty heart? He can't come back and clean it up. If they realize they've got to clean my heart, there's no time for them to relax. They've got to see where the blockage is coming from. Where the love I'm putting in the wrong place. My hobbies, my sports, family, children, this, that, all have their place. Where is Allah in my life? Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand, to make amal, inshaAllah. Make a short zikr and dua, inshaAllah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
One of the purposes of dhikr of Allah is to clean out the blockages. That's why we make the dhikr of Allah. The name of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu La Ilaha Illallah is the most powerful, the most weightiest thing in the entire universe. La Ilaha Illallah is mentioned in the Hadith Sharif. Even if you lock it up in a metal steel case, it's absolutely sealed, tight, airtight, and you seal it up in there, then to La Ilaha Illallah, break out from there and go direct to the Arsh of Allah. There's no hijab between La Ilaha Illallah and the throne of Allah. There is no hijab, there is no barrier whatsoever. Once a person says La ilaha illallah, he goes directly to the arch of Allah. This is the most powerful thing in the entire universe. But La ilaha illallah, Hazrat says, we must picture in our mind that La ilaha illallah is like the powerful vacuum in the name of Allah. And all the snakes, scorpions and habits in my heart, Ya Allah, with this vacuum of your beautiful name, I'm sucking everything out and throwing them out of my system. And illallah, I'm putting only Allah in my heart. Allah, 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 Allah. And He's opening up all the avenues of my heart and He's cleaning up everything of my heart. Only Allah comes in my heart. La ilaha illallah, this is the ilaj, this is the remedy, this is the medication for all the blockages of the heart. So with this, we make the dhikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. With this in mind, that this is a powerful vacuum. We do it 100 times a day. We can imagine we take a most powerful vacuum and we vacuum the carpet 100 times a day. You can imagine how clean the carpet will be. The same way we're vacuuming the hearts with the most beautiful and powerful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه.
When we take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we picture in our mind that right now everything around us, the carpet, the musallas, the walls, the pillars, the domes, the walls and everything around us together with us is taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The reality is that everything around us, whether life or lifeless, is in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as I'm saying, Allah is a tongue in my heart, a tongue in my mouth. My entire body is taking the name of Allah, Jalla Jalaluhu, and crying to Allah, Ya Allah, come into my heart, Ya Allah, come into my eyes, Ya Allah, come into my ears, Ya Allah, I need you, I cannot live without you, Ya Allah, you are the support of my life. And like this you may take the name of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu.
Allah, 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 Jalla Jalalu. Allah, 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 Jalla Jalalu.
As you mentioned, one is the dhikr of Allah, will open the blockages of the heart, and more than that is the Qur'an tilawat. So we have time for Qur'an tilawat also. If we haven't finished our khatam, now in the month of Ramadan, we have these few nights left, and if you are really slow in our Qur'an tilawat, we continue. And we can finish it after the month of Ramadan also. So when you read Quran Sharif, Hazrat explains also, Quran Sharif is a great ilaj, dawa, medication for the heart also. How we have oral medication, we have ointment also. So Quran in the month of Ramadan, only as we read it, it's oral medication. When we hear it in Taraweeh, that is now we're rubbing the ointment of Quran. One is in the ears, we're rubbing on the heart. Then you're also taking it by reading Quran Tilawat. Whatever we can read before we leave the masjid, turakat salah, ask Allah for tawfiq. Allah clear our hearts out. If we are tired, read our yaseen at least. Or it is the three quls, and send it to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, all the more ummi. But some Quran tilawat, the intention that this is my medication for the night. And Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal, inshallah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين أو الله forgive us for all our sins O my Allah إلا remove all the blockages of the heart O my Allah wherever it may be O Kareem Rahim Allah the illness of the eyes of the ears of the tongue
of the heart, of our feet, our hands, our private parts, Ya Allah. Give us chastity of mind, soul, our eyes, our ears. Keep us pure and clean, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Forgive us, O my Allah. Forgive us all our sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us eyes to look at Your Qudrat, at Your beauty, at the skies of the earth and ponder over Your creation. You give us eyes to look at Quran Sharif, O my Allah. You give us eyes to look at Baytullah, O my Allah. You give us eyes to look at the road of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. You give us eyes, O my Allah, to look at our parents and take the du'as. You give us eyes to look at our wives, Ya Allah, and smile at them, O my Allah, and make them happy. Ya Allah, give us eyes to have shafqat and to have compassion upon our children, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, we've taken the eyes away from all those avenues and put it into haram, O my Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, the beautiful eyes that You gave us to use in Your ibadat, O my Allah. We use it to break Your commands, O my Allah. Ya Allah, to displease You, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we have made it. Ya Allah, we have polluted it, O my Allah. Everything haram, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, the ears that we have blocked, O my Allah. We gave it for Your dhikr, to listen to Your dhikr, to listen to Quran tilawat. O my Allah, to listen to the call of our wives and our children and our mothers. Ya Allah, to take care of them, of our parents, O my Allah. We pull it with music, with haram, with everything that breaks Your commands, O my Allah. And all our faculties, Ya Allah, we abuse them. Ya Allah, we ask You in this night, in the month of Ramadan, Ya Allah, remove all these blockages, O my Allah. Make it easier for us to read Quran. Ya Allah, let our tongues flow with Quran tilawat. Ya Allah, our hearts fall in love with Quran, with Your dhikr, with salah, and all those things that You love, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, make us as You want us to be, O my Allah. Make us as You love us to be, O Kareem Rahim Allah. O my Allah, internally, externally, from our head to our toes, O my Allah. Ya Allah, make us as You want us to be, O Kareem Rahim Allah. True servants of Yours. Allahumma anta rabbi la ilaha illa anta khalaqtani wa ana abduk. Ya Allah, You give us our existence, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we are Your slaves, O my Allah. Give us enjoyment, O my Allah, in being Your true slave, O my Allah. As You want us to do, when You want us to do, how You want us to do it, O my Allah. Inspire us, O my Allah. Give us the tawfiq and the ability, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Give us the strength of Iman, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Make it easy for us. Make our dunya, make our akhirat, make our qabr, make our jannat, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we are very weak, O Kareem Rahim Allah. We have come with our begging bowls, O my Allah, in the month of Ramadan before You. Ya Allah, these are the days, Ya Allah, where You free us in the fire of Jahannam. Ya Allah, free us, our parents, our grandparents. Ya Allah, our families, O my Allah, our progenies, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, save us from, Ya Allah, the fire of Jahannam, azab-e qabr, azab-e Jahannam. Ya Allah, save us from, Ya Allah, the yokes and all the shackles of dunya that are holding us down from Your muhabbat and Your love. Ya Allah, release us, O my Allah. Let us swim in the ocean of Your muhabbat and Your love. Never to come out, O my Allah. Give us such taqwa, such love for You, O my Allah, that nothing can break it, O my Allah. No shaitan and no nafs. Ya Allah, keep us close to You, O my Allah. We want to be Yours, O my Allah. We want to be close to You. Ya Allah, but we don't know how. O my Allah, You teach us. Ya Allah, You catch us by our forelocks, O my Allah. Ya Allah, and take us towards You with Your power of pull. O Kareem Rahim Allah, You know the du'as, You know the aspirations of those that are sitting in this majlis and throughout wherever they are listening throughout the world, O my Allah. Harameen Sharifeen, in Masjid al-Aqsa, Ya Allah, in Ghazda, O Kareem Rahim Allah, wherever they may be in the world, Ya Allah, fulfill, Ya Allah, the hajat and needs of the Muslim Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'u al-alim wa tub 'alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil 'izzati 'amma yasifun wa salamun 'alal mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil 'alamin. Amin. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika.